On this night when President Bush is seeking to renew the American commitment to Iraq, we would like to check in on one other troubled nation that briefly made headlines this summer. A small number of U.S. troops moved into Liberia as the civil war intensified, and then President Charles Taylor finally stepped down. To find out what's happened in the weeks since then, we've called Jacques Klein, the United Nations Special Envoy to Liberia. He has just returned from 6 weeks in that country. He's in Washington now. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So Charles Taylor is gone. Has the fighting calmed down in Liberia?
Well, the fighting hasn't calmed down, and it will not. These are gangs of thugs from all three sides who are still very active in the countryside. They terrorize the population and steal whatever they can. So that will not end until we're actually present on the ground. And also, even though Taylor is gone, he's not. Taylor on a cell phone is still basically a government in exile. So I think this will be an ongoing problem for us until he finally is taken to Sierra Leone and actually stands trial for the crimes he committed.
Now, you mentioned that there are three different groups fighting here. That is the government that Charles Taylor used to head and that is still in place, and two rebel groups, right?
Exactly. Basically, that's what you have. The Model is one rebel group, 1,500, 2,000. Lourdes is the second rebel group, about 3,500 to 4,000. And then Taylor had about 30,000, 40,000 people with weapons. That's why I'm back now. We have done an assessment at the request of the Secretary General. I will go to New York next week and present it to him. And then if he likes what he sees, then we go to the Security Council and ask for a mandate, effective 1 October, to stand up a United Nations peacekeeping operation. And then try to work with an interim Liberian government to assist them, have a partnership, and over 2 years, try to rebuild the basic fabric of the society, so then eventually in 2005, have an election.
Now, you do have West African peacekeepers there now. How are they coping with these three battling groups?
They've actually done very well. And the tragedy is, you know, 6 weeks ago, we had nothing. We had no lead nation. We had no troops. And I think the Secretary General was so frustrated that he said, look, can't we move some troops from somewhere else? And we happened to have a United Nations mission in Sierra Leone. So we helicoptered them in, brought in a second battalion from Nigeria, brought in some troops from Senegal and Ghana and Mali. They have secured Monrovia, but Monrovia is not the whole country. There's 30-40% of Liberia that no one's been in for years. So once we have the mandate on 1 October, we will take these troops, blue helmet them, that is, make them UN troops, and then also solicit help from elsewhere.
When you say 30-40% of Liberia where no one's been, you mean there's no government authority? Nobody knows who's running?
There's rebel authority, or there's been no international presence. In other words, we sent out a convoy of UN vehicles the other day. That convoy ran through 19 different checkpoints of young kids, high on marijuana, threatening, shaking them down for money, etc., etc. But after 1 October, we'll start sweeping those up. Literally, I intend to take a dump truck down the road, take those roadblocks, throw them in the dump truck, disarm these people, and get on with it.
I know you've come back to the United States. You're on your way to the United Nations in New York. You will be seeking a UN mandate for further action in Liberia. What do you need precisely, and what difference will it make?
We're looking for about between 10 and 15,000 troops, because in Sierra Leone, they went in too light. So I would rather go in heavy at the beginning and then draw down in the year if we don't need them. 200 military observers to collect your intelligence. We need to rebuild the whole Liberian police force. It's totally destroyed. The healthcare system is totally broken. So across the spectrum, we're already planning what needs to be done, but we need a clear and strong mandate from the UN that allows us to do that.
Do you need Western troops among those 10 to 15,000?
Well, because when you're a UN mission, you want to be an international mission. And I'm certainly hoping the U.S. will continue to play a role, if not in a blue helmet construct, at least a bilateral arrangement of some sort, perhaps to rebuild the Liberian military.
Jacques Klein is the United Nations Special Envoy to Liberia. He's in Washington, D.C. now. Ambassador, thanks very much.
Thank you, and have a good afternoon.